Again, and here are the principals in that second act. Lulu Sayal, the young artist from Rio de Janeiro, who is being so well received in her debut today. She's our menor, and Sidney Rayner, here they are again. American tenor Sidney Rayner. And that time they brought out with them the two guardsmen in their blue and red uniforms, Richard Bonelli and George Tchernovsky. Let's go in the dressing room. Here they are. Produced by all Sidney Rayner, Richard Bonelli, and George Tchernovsky. The servant in that act was Gina Gola. The second act, which has just closed, took place in the apartment of Menon and Desgrieux in Paris. Desgrieux has written a letter to his father, the Count, telling of his love for Menon. In a charming scene, the lovers dream of a little home in the country. Desgrieux is about to post the letter when de Bretigny and Lescaut enter. Lescaut denounces his cousin Menon and her chevalier, but his wrath is appeased somewhat after reading the letter Desgrieux has written to his father. De Bretigny warns Menon that her chevalier will be kidnapped that night on his father's orders. Lescaut and De Bretigny leave. Desgrieux goes out to post his letter. He returns and sings of his love dream, which we heard. Menon tells him nothing of the plot to kidnap him. She feels it must be so for his own sake. There's a knock at the door. Menon knows its meaning. She tries to suppress her emotion. Desgrieux goes to the door. There's a struggle. Menon hastens to the window and sees her chevalier gagged and hustled away.